I want to take a moment and bring you all into the conversation with this thought. Imagine, and some of you have lived this, most of us haven't lived this, but imagine if you lived in a home for 30 years in a neighborhood. And all of a sudden, you decide it's time to make a transition and you're going to sell and move. Here's the question for everyone. How would your neighbors react? Think about it. And since for most of us, maybe that idea is still fantasy, and some of you are going, I hope someday that's the case. Here's the question. How would you want your neighbors to react? Just think about it. In the same way, if you had a job that you were at for 20 years and it was time to, again, make a transition, how would you want people to feel? Or in a different way, but along the same idea, if somebody that you love dearly was passing away or passed away, how would you feel? And again, similar questions, but the question at the end of the day to a lot of this is, what kind of legacy do you want to leave? And it's really stopping to think about that for a second that should bring you to a follow-up question. And that question is simply this: how do you get there? If you think of a place that you would live, let's say for 30 years, and you have neighbors and people around you, and you're there for 30 years, again, what would you want? You would want people to go, wow, I'm so sad you're leaving. Wow, I remember when our kids were little and that playland in the backyard that's now a little worn out, but then when they were little and they were swinging and going down the slides together. I remember the 4th of July where we all overate together. Or I remember this or that. I'm going to miss you. You've been an incredible neighbor. Wouldn't you want people around you to say that? And I say that not because the Grove Church is leaving the community, because you're like, wait, what are you talking about here? Where are you going? We're not going anywhere, but we've been in this community since 1932. In fact, we've been on this site at 4705 Grove since 1964. That's 62 years ago. And I've said before, yeah, it's worth an applause. I've said before that one of the questions as a team that we ask ourselves all the time is that one question: if the church were to disappear from the community that it's in today, would the community notice? And it's not about getting accolades and going, you're so wonderful, but it's what we do all the time and what you and I are called to do. And that is that investment into the world around you. That's the giving of our resources, the giving of our time, the giving of our gifts and abilities and spiritual gifts that God has given us to invest in the lives of other people. Because every single person around you needs to understand, and please hear this, that life is not about the neighbors that live next to you going, wow, what a beautiful hedge. Wow, what a flashy lawnmower. And I say that because I'm into landscaping and I do love my lawnmower, and that's weird. But I don't need people at the end of my life or at the point I'm going to move away to go, I always loved your lawnmower. Right? In the same way with my own kids, I want my kids to go, wow, I'm so glad, Dad, you were there at my games. I'm so grateful you took the time to be at a banquet at school or whatever it is. Because what's life about? Not about having a fancy car or getting nice things or acquiring stuff. What's it about? It's about people. Serving, loving, building bridges, giving of ourselves. And so I'm a little short on time today. But I want to challenge us with a couple of things, and it comes out of our code and then back to the words of Jesus. And I'm going to do this as fast as I can, unfortunately. But our code, and we bring these up all the time, but a couple of them that we bring up a lot is this. We give up things we love for things we love even more. The church does not exist for us. We are the church and we exist for the world. And so some of us gave up the ability to sleep and getting here early. Some of us gave up that we want to sit on our back deck and do some reading instead of going out and painting and getting all sweaty and gross and cleaning up things and blowing things off and all the stuff that happened. Another one is this: we will lead the way with irrational generosity. And this comes from the book of Acts, and it's in red letters quoted from Jesus: for we believe it is more blessed to give than to receive. And if you notice in both of those codes, it's the word give. That we are called to give of ourselves to serve and elevate others, and that's why we exist. At the end of the day, as we gather in worship and sing the songs that we sing, it's about you and I being challenged as we gather, being encouraged as we gather, letting the Holy Spirit sift in us as we gather through the Holy Spirit to challenge us in, yes, our character, and yes, our holiness, in our connection to the work of God through the Holy Spirit because of the work of Christ on the cross. But at the end of the day, it's not simply about receiving the work of the cross and going, ah, that feels good. It's about realizing the power of the peace and joy and hope and life that God gives, and realizing it's not for us to simply capture and enjoy, it's for us to receive. And then what? Everybody say the word give. Give. And so that's what iHeart is all about. How do we continue to invest in the lives of others? How do we make a difference throughout our county? How do we continue to believe that God would use us? And I don't mean us as in the 6 or 8 or 10 of us that take on key leadership, but all of us to make a difference. Again, whether it's what we do through iHeart as a church, or what you would do in the neighborhood or apartment complexes you're a part of, or how you work when you go to work, or how you exist among the relationships God has given to you. And so when we talk about the code, and it comes back to things that Jesus had to say at the core, and this is short and I got to be done, but it's Matthew 6:21. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In other words, and Jesus is talking specifically in this context about the resource part, the money part, the stewardship of our finances part. That where that goes reveals what's going on in your heart. But we know it applies, yes, that way, and we should all feel that. But it also applies to, like I said, how we use the gifts that God has given us. How we serve and love others through the time that we have. And so thinking about, Lord, how do I steward the treasure that God has given me? Because what I want is for that to reveal a heart that elevates other people, that serves and shines light into a world. Because at the end of the day, it's very much about sowing the seed that God gives us to sow. And that's what we want to do, is steward that appropriately. And so I would just challenge every single one of us to consider, what does it look like for your life to reflect the kind of serving of others that leaves a legacy that goes, man, I'm better because I know them. I know Christ because they pointed me to Jesus in both how they lived and in what they said when the door opened to share why their faith in Jesus Christ matters. And so I would just challenge us with that. We talk about the vision. Why do we do what we do? But what is the Grove Church about? And at the end of the day, this is, in a nutshell, what it is. And I love it, and I'm glad I get to be a part of it. But I want to encourage it and just say this. I am inspired by all of those that over the last 4 days, rolled up their sleeves and got dirty and sweaty and bubbly with the kiddos and painty at Sunnyside Elementary, that did all the work that happened throughout this week. Because it's our passion to make Jesus proud. And I think the greatest way to make Jesus proud is make sure that we serve others, because that's what he modeled in the Gospels. The Son of Man did not come to be served. I got my rights, but to serve and to give himself, his life, as a ransom for many. Father, today, we pray together that we can carry this vision, yes, as a church and things that we do, in fact, next month with Back to School Bash, at Christmas as we think of the gift and wanting every kid that we're connected to have gifts in some families that are struggling. As we think about the commitment to the Marysville Community Food Bank and Link Northwest and the partnerships that Teresa has done a diligent job in creating all the time to serve and partner and elevate others. But God, I also pray that we become the fabric of our own lives individually in the neighborhoods that we're a part of, or the apartment complexes, or the workplaces that we head to. Father, let iHeart live in us, God, because it's what you modeled, that you paid the ultimate price on a cross for all of our sin. And while none of us will do that for another person, because you already did, you call us to lay down ourselves to elevate and serve and shine the light into other people. Bless the work of iHeart this last bunch of days. Bless every individual that showed up and rolled up their sleeves and did anything to make it happen. But God, we also pray in particular that you would bless all of the work that was done at all of the different sites, that your presence in those places would draw people to you. Whether they would ever end up at the Grove doesn't matter as much as what we want is for them to end up in the kingdom of Jesus. And maybe it's at a great church in their community around there. Maybe it's here. But Father, we pray you would bless the labor in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen.